Views on the news. People are tired of traffic jams. Sky cars should be made to use the airspace above the city. Sky cars are the answer to traffic problems. Yes. The traffic in cities is a big problem. People get very grumpy about it. In my opinion, sky cars should be made. They could use the airspace above the city where there is a lot of room. Sky cars would not make as much pollution as all that traffic. I think sky cars are the answer to traffic problems. Bethany Johnson. Sky cars are the answer to traffic problems. No. I don't think sky cars are a good idea because they would soon fill up the sky. All those cars zooming around up there would be very noisy. Birds and butterflies would fly away because the air is their space. When people look up at the sky, they would just see the cars. In my opinion, sky cars in the airspace are not a sensible idea at all. Dejon Peck. Some people say chihuahuas like being carried around in bags and dressed up like kids. They say chihuahuas are not like other dogs. Chihuahuas are not like other dogs. Yes. Chihuahuas are not like other dogs. They love getting dressed up. They don't make a fuss about putting on a dress. They love having their hair done with bright ribbons and going out in handbags. In my opinion, chihuahuas are not like other dogs. They don't like rolling in mud or chasing after cats. I think chihuahuas can be dressed up like people if they want to. They are not harming anyone. Nadia Lopez. Chihuahuas are not like other dogs. No. I think chihuahuas are like other dogs. They have hair to keep them warm and legs to run. They like to explore places and sniff with their noses just like other dogs do. They lift their leg to go to the toilet. This must be hard for them if they are in a dress. Chihuahuas are dogs, and in my opinion, that is how they should be treated. Pedro Lorca. Scientists have found bones that some people think are the bones of a fire-breathing dragon. But fire-breathing dragons never lived, or did they? Fire-breathing dragons were real. Yes. In my opinion, fire-breathing dragons were real. I think they were a type of dinosaur, but they became extinct like the other dinosaurs did. There are fire-breathing beetles that live today. There is an animal too called the Komodo dragon. It could have been related to the fire-breathing dragon. I think fire-breathing dragons were real and did not just live in storybooks. Carlo Bosco. Fire-breathing dragons were real. No. I don't think fire-breathing dragons were real at all. They are just animals that have been made up in stories like unicorns and werewolves. Stories with these creatures have been told for years and years. No one has ever seen a fire-breathing dragon, and no bones have been found. In my opinion, fire-breathing dragons are storybook creatures. Alice Alessi. Birds are causing a serious problem in Pune City. Some people think a net should be made over the town to stop them from flying down too low. A bird net for Pune City? Yes. Every day, hundreds of birds swoop down into Pune City. They leave their droppings everywhere. In my opinion, a net should be made to stop birds from coming into the city. They don't need to come for food, and there are better places for them to leave their droppings. I think a net will help to keep the birds out and the city clean. Kate Donald. A bird net for Pune City? No. I don't think a bird net is a good idea at all. Birds have a right to fly anywhere in the sky. They could crash into a net and break their wings. Or they could get tangled up and die. Birds help to make people feel good. In my opinion, no town should ever have a net over it to keep out birds. Colm Bryce.